It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, we have some not-so-stunning breaking news. After dozens of ships are now making a U-turn away from the Strait of Hormuz, after Iran has seemingly closed it down once again. This comes only hours after Donald Trump and his minions made this grandiose announcement about how it is a great day for the world because the Strait has been reopened. This morning, Iran even came out themselves and said they were reopening the Straits. But they did condition it. They said, we are reopening the strait on the condition that the United States stops its blockade. Well, Donald Trump, throughout all of his grandiose tweets and posturing, did not stop the naval blockade happening from the United States, and now the Strait of Hormuz is no longer open. Now, there are dozens of ships turning around as a mass U-turn is happening. Nearly every ship that attempted to cross the Strait of Hormuz is turning back, and this is why I caveated my reporting this morning so much. I said very clearly on my show this morning that the mainstream media is reporting this as if the war is over and as if everything is done. I said, I have my doubts. I would bet that the Strait of Hormuz is going to reclose. I would bet that Lebanon will probably get hit by Israel in the coming weeks. I mean, there's so much to this that is still unresolved, and the United States still is not closer to getting rid of Iran's enriched uranium, which was the supposed original goal of the war. Iran is not any closer to having a different regime, which was supposedly the goal of the war at one point. We are now at a point where there is a mass turnaround. Nearly every ship attempting to cross has turned back. I want to show you this graphic in 1 second, but let's just back up and let me break down the series of events that have happened throughout the past hour or so. As usual, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you want to help support us. We are now above 2 million strong. We're going to continue to push. Okay, so they report a flood of tankers and cargo ships were making a break for the Strait of Hormuz to exit the Persian Gulf. This was about an hour or two ago. So after all of these announcements were made, nearly 36 ships were seen to be sailing towards the Strait of Hormuz in via marine traffic, including vessels declaring Chinese ownership, Indian ownership, French ownership. People had read Donald Trump's posts, and they made the mistake of thinking that Donald Trump was serious in any way. And we'll read his posts in just one moment, but then we learn that numerous ships are making a break for the Strait of Hormuz this evening and have made abrupt U-turns. What are we doing here? The whiplash is absurd. The chaos is absurd. Numerous ships that were making a break for the Strait of Hormuz have made abrupt U-turns and are heading back towards the Persian Gulf. Over a dozen ships have already turned back, and now the rest are making an abrupt U-turn because the reality of this is simple. The Iranians expected that once they reopened the Strait of Hormuz, that the US would drop our own naval blockade and release their oil. So now that the United States has failed to do that and failed to release their oil and failed to live up to the very simple conditioning that Iran set out, the United States is now stuck in another chaotic situation. Now, it is maximal chaos out here, and Trump thinks he's the master dealmaker. He thinks that he's always maintaining leverage, and he's able to reopen the strait while maintaining the blockade on just Iranian countries. But Iran said, no, you're not this master dealmaker with all of this leverage. You're sloppy, you're reckless, you're not a great leader. And Iran decided to reclose the Strait of Hormuz. There was a mass turnaround that happened, and you can see it happen right here. Let me actually slow it down on Twitter for you all and take it to half speed down here. And once I do, you can see that a lot of the boats, a lot of the vessels, a lot of the ships that were headed towards the Strait of Hormuz begin to immediately turn around once they hit this key area. They clearly turn around because the Iranians tell them that they need to go back. You see them turning at the very last moment. Now, reports show that the IRGC also issued a VHF broadcast, which is a very high-frequency broadcast, which says the Strait of Hormuz is still closed, despite the Iranian and U.S. president's comments saying the contrary. The Navy, the IRGC Navy, said opening the Strait will be at the order of Khamenei and not some idiot. Ships wishing to pass the strait must first obtain permission from the IRGC. The broadcast also said that ships that are connected to Iran's enemies will be targeted. Let's see what this says right here.
In Persian Gulf and Oman Sea, this is Iranian Sepah Navy calling on Channel 16. The Strait of Hormuz is still closed. We will open it by the order of our leader Imam Khamenei, not by the tweets of some idiot. If you want to pass through the strait, you must ask permission from Iranian Sepah Navy.
He said you must ask for permission from the Iranians because some tweets from some idiot do not count. Now, it's honestly funny reading Donald Trump's celebratory Truth Social post this morning after we know that the strait has already been closed down. This dude was tweeting dozens of times about how this is global victory. He said the failing New York Times, fake news CNN, and others just don't know what to do. They're desperately looking for a reason to criticize President Donald J. Trump on the Iran situation, but just can't find it. Buddy, it didn't take long. I mean, if you watched the Adam Mockler feed earlier, I was being so clear and so explicit that I'm not rooting for the United States to fail in any way, but with the way this has gone, it is very, very clear that Iran is going to try to regain leverage at some point, Trump is going to overstep and mess up, and Israel is inevitably going to restrike Lebanon and Iran because there's no control over Israel at this moment coming from the White House. He then said Iran has agreed to never close the Strait of Hormuz again. I honestly didn't even realize he said this a few hours ago. It will no longer be used as a weapon against the world, he said. He then said, a great and brilliant day for the world. Thank you to Pakistan and its great Prime Minister and Field Marshal, two fantastic people. Again, this deal is not tied in any way to Lebanon, but we will make America great again. He then said, Iran, with the help of the USA, has removed or is removing all sea mines. Dude, look at how celebratory. Oh, they keep going. We're going to keep reading this. He says, thank you to Saudi Arabia, UAE, and Qatar for your great bravery and help, he then said 5 hours ago. Now that the Hormuz Strait situation is over, I received a call from NATO asking if we would need some help. I told them to stay away unless they wanted to load up their ships with oil. They were useless when needed. Buddy, you shouldn't be so cocky and celebratory when you can clearly see on screen right here that these ships in the Strait of Hormuz are still turning back around. I mean, they made a beeline. Look at, they made a beeline for the strait, then they turn around by the dozen. Dozens of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. They all turn around because they're saying, you know, Iran's saying, go away from the strait. It's not even about Iran having weapons pointed at the strait at that moment. It's just the threat of weapons. Even the risk of weapons pointed at the strait is enough to scare any oil tanker away because that would cost so much money to get hit. Trump said 6 hours ago, the USA will get all nuclear dust created by our B-2 bombers. No money will exchange hands in any way, shape, or form. He said in all caps, the Strait of Hormuz is completely open and ready for business in full passage, but the naval blockade will remain in full force and effect as it pertains to Iran. Right here is the fundamental flaw as it pertains to Iran. Donald Trump wanted to have his cake and eat it too. He wanted to close down the Strait of Hormuz while simultaneously making sure that Iran wasn't able to have access to any of their oil. He said, only until such time as our transaction with Iran is 100% complete, this process should go very quickly. I've debated on CNN about how the Strait of Hormuz being closed illustrates how this victory is not as decisive as we think it is.
If you exit this with an Iran that has defanged as it relates to missiles, as it relates to an aggressive navy, you take away their ability to make nuclear weapons, and you leave the remnant here unwilling to be a supporter of terrorism, That is an unequivocal win for the United States
of America. I want to show you the very careful wording Scott is using here. He's saying, if that happens, which means that he disagrees with Trump's statement that it already has happened. I cannot believe you invoked an international coalition just 2 minutes ago when Trump already tried that. Trump announced 2 weeks ago he was gathering an international coalition of ships to escort their countries, to escort ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Guess what? No countries answered because he spent the past year threatening to invade Greenland. So now,
matter of fact, he said he didn't need them.
I mean, he said he didn't need them. I was going to get there. Then he comes all the way back around to saying, listen, I didn't break up with her. Or no, sorry. She didn't break up with me. I broke up with her. I didn't need them in the first place.
You almost had it.
I almost had it.
You screwed it.
I want to ask you.
You screwed it up.
Do you agree with, yes or no? Do you agree with Trump that this war is won?
I agree that we have devastated their military.
Do you agree that we've won? He said we've won. Yes or no? It's not a hard question.
Well, I mean, if you consider a condition of winning destroying their military capabilities, their missile capabilities.
We haven't. If that's true, why can't the Strait of Hormuz be open if their military is destroyed? I want to hear.
Hold on 1 second. Here is the big picture question I do have here, Scott, is if it is true that we have won, why are we sending the 82nd Airborne?
Thank you.
To be prepared for what happens next.
Why is the Strait not open if we've won?
Because we haven't won as decisively as Donald Trump claims if they can just reopen the Strait of Hormuz. This says, Iran has just announced that the Strait of Iran is fully open. What is even happening here? Iran has announced that the Strait of Iran is fully open and ready for full passage. USA is the hottest country in the world. Just a short time ago under Joe Biden, it was dead and laughed at all over the world. Well, now, look at how much it's being laughed at when the President of the United States says something and nobody can even believe him. Nobody can even trust his word. It is strategically incoherent. The credibility damage is enormous. Iranian media and Iranian officials are directly contradicting Trump's descriptions of what they agreed to, and they're saying they only agreed to this on the condition of the Strait of Hormuz not being blockaded by the United States. And what did Donald Trump do? He continued the naval blockade from the United States. We're going to continue to break this down on the Adam Mockler feed. If you made it this far, drop a blue heart. I love you all, and we'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase-